two of the largest credit card companies in the United States may soon become one. Capital One plans to buy Discover Financial in a deal valued at $35 billion. The agreement could help them compete with Wall Street rivals like JP Morgan and Citigroup, but it might also pose some antitrust concerns. Let's bring in NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Capital One is a bank, and Discover operates its own credit card processing network. Help us understand how this deal would benefit both parties.
Well, it would help Capital One to broaden its customer base. Traditionally, Capital One has had sort of a barbell strategy, a lot of customers with very good credit and then a lot of customers with less than stellar credit. Buying Discover would help to round that out, adding a lot of cardholders sort of in the middle with solid credit. But beyond that customer base, a big part of what Capital One is interested here is that payment processing network that Discover operates. Now, Discover is a small player in the payment processing business. It's a business that's dominated by the two giants, Visa and MasterCard, American Express a distant third. But Capital One does see potential to grow that business. It's not something consumers think a lot about, but it is a big deal for businesses that accept credit card payments, and Capital One wants a closer relationship with those businesses.
If the deal were to go through, it would create the largest U.S. credit card company by loan volume. But as I mentioned, it's likely to face intense scrutiny from regulators. And one of the questions they'll ask is, does it benefit consumers? What's your take on that? Will it get past the regulators?
Yeah, Capital One is the third biggest credit card company. Discover's the fifth biggest. So put them together, you'd leapfrog some of those other big issuers. And if regulators are worried about competition there, that could be a knock on the deal. On the other hand, allowing Discover to scale up its payment processing operation might lead to increased competition in that business, which, as I say, is right now dominated by Visa and MasterCard, and that might actually be, you know, pro-competitive. A bank analyst at KBW sent out a research note today saying they do see a path where regulators could approve this deal. It's certainly not a slam dunk, though. There's already been some pushback from the National Community Reinvestment Coalition. They say that Capital One has a bad track record of making deals that benefit the bank, but not necessarily customers or communities.
Discover launched roughly 40 years ago, 1985 at the time, a pioneer in the cashback rewards business, which of course is now a big part of the entire industry's business model. How does that play into this deal, or does it?
Yeah, cashback was such a novelty at the time that Discover came on the scene, and now it's sort of ubiquitous. It's how a lot of credit card issuers compete for business. We've all seen those Capital One commercials asking what's in your wallet and touting the different rewards they offer. Of course, those rewards are financed in part by the fees that merchants have to pay to accept credit cards. In most cases, businesses bake those fees into the prices they charge. So in a way, all those rewards are now underwritten by cash customers in the form of higher prices.
Interesting. I did not realize that. NPR, Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
Good to be with you.